Yes, indeed, you're tuned into the conversation on Radio Islam International. We're talking about spring cleaning your contacts list and getting rid of toxic people. Janine's going to give us all the info to help us make those correct decisions. And spring cleaning is not just a word for throwing out your fat pants and getting yourself in order. It's about getting rid of all forms of toxicity. People can be toxic too. Joining us on the line right now, Janine Shamos, our traumatologist. Good morning and welcome to the program, Janine.
Good morning. Great to be talking and, sorry, not exercising, talking about doing it though, so we're halfway there.
Yeah, we're exercising our mouths, which is count.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is a toxic person?
So everyone knows one, at least one. By the end of the show, you might think you are that one. But it's people who are the negative downer people, the people who distract us from positivity, the ones who always go, yes, but, you know those people, there's a beautiful sunset, and you go, wow, look how gorgeous it looks, and there's that one person who says it's pollution. That's the toxic person. So it's a person who always sees, just drags you down to their level all the time.
So how do you know if one of your relationships is toxic? What are the warning signs?
So a couple of very common warning signs. You feel that your relationship is inconsistent. You're confused by their behavior, that hot, warm, cold kind of behavior all the time. You feel like you need to defend yourself very often, and you never feel fully comfortable in yourself and with your opinions. There's a lot of attention seeking and drama, as one of my students once called it, was a drama llama. We've got too many drama llamas, you know there's a problem. We don't respect boundaries, and you feel manipulated very often. And if you're waiting for someone to apologize every time you leave them or put down the phone or disconnect the connection, and that apology never comes, that's probably a toxic relationship you're in.
This is a difficult one for many. Can family members be toxic?
It's a very tough one because, yes, unfortunately, our families are human beings too. And we do all have some family members that are more toxic than others, but maybe we should just say uncomfortable to be around for too long. So if you're not sure, there are a lot of people kind of, we defend our family members and we go, no, it's just me having a bad day. I'm overreacting. Don't be silly. It's not them. You know, it's me. Think back to, don't even have to be as far back or in my terms, back to your childhood, but think back a couple of years. Do you remember them making cruel, critical remarks and having a lack of empathy? Saying things like, why can't you be more like your brother, your sister? You feel like dinner's kind of turning into channeling Jerry Springer a little bit. Mm-hmm. Your business and your choices become everybody's business, and what you decide is now great Aunt Mary's. That's, you know, she's there all the time giving you advice. And do they give you a lot of silent treatment? So if there's been an argument, and I can think even personally going, remembering places, you know, that we've been at as families, someone storming out, no one speaking to each other for months. That's toxic.
Now, maybe you can give us a couple of important tips to bear in mind when dealing with toxic people.
Things to remember before you know, I think we're talking very much now. Time has almost, we're looking at time differently, and, you know, where we would, I don't want to say play games in a negative way, but we would, with relationships, we play coy, we pretend angry, we go, oh, don't be silly, we put up with a lot. And since pandemic, people aren't doing that as a whole anymore. We're talking up. We're saying, no more. So a couple of things just to bear in mind is you need to, a lot of people say spring clean, get rid of. It's not that simple when you're talking get rid of people. So don't crush yourself into that absolutely no contact ever again scenario always. Because depending on who it is, like a family member, you might not want to completely cut contact. Also remember, don't wait for the person to admit that they're wrong or to genuinely apologize and show remorse. Don't expect them to validate your opinion now. They're not going to do that. They can't do that. So bearing those things in mind, you need to go forward and decide, are we spring cleaning or not?
Yeah, listeners are masters of spring cleaning their cupboards and stuff. But what are five ways to spring clean your humans?
Humans are, yeah. If in the days of good old black books, you know, when we used to have probably everyone's mothers have them still, grandmothers have those little books with the little pieces of paper written on the numbers in that little like alphabetical thing. Yeah. Those are great to spring clean actually, because you can physically cross them out. So for someone who is struggling with the idea of getting rid of people, write their names out. The people who are worrying you that you think, this person is really dragging me down a lot. Write their names on a piece of paper. Think about it and then scratch them off, because that mere act of being physical about it and being tangible does help. Something to stop right now, no matter what your path is stop pretending that their behavior is okay. It's not okay to dismiss everything I say. It's not okay to manipulate me. It's not okay to give me the silent treatment. Stop saying it's okay, and especially with families. It really is them, it's not you. Very importantly, be aware of you. So be aware of the drainage that you go through when you are around toxic people. How exhausted are you feeling? Things like negative self-talk, blurring of boundaries, negative emotions, all of those start increasing in you when you've had a toxic experience. So be very aware of that and cut down on how much time you're spending with that person. If you're worried that, you know, it's somebody that I really do like them, because toxic people aren't necessarily bad people. This is someone I really like, but maybe not 7 days a week. Look at how you can curb that, and always, always put yourself first. You don't have to die in the fight. There are boundaries. They are the problem, not you. Take time out for yourself.
Janine, you've been giving a lot of info here out, and maybe someone is listening at this moment and says, hey, that sounds like me. I could be the toxic person. What can you do if these bells are ringing for your own behavior?
Take a deep breath, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are going, uh-oh. In and of itself, every behavior, we all do it. It's in a clump, it's a bad idea. But ask yourself a couple of questions. Are you sarcastic all the time? Like, that's your default go-to mode, is being sarcastic and biting. Do you try and turn everything into a joke instead of actually addressing the problem? Do you want to fix everyone and everything? Because a lot of toxic people get overly involved because they think it's their job to fix things. Do you secretly crave disaster or chaos or drama, and in the absence of any, you make it up, because that's where your energy comes from, is buzzing around and going, I'll help you, I'll fix it, don't worry, I'm here. Are you creating drama, even in your own life, so that you can fulfill that role? Are you the kind of person who says to everyone, just don't think like that. Just be happy. Just don't like blue. Just, you know, we need to, especially now under pandemic conditions, we're finding that a lot, because we're wanting to control our situation so much. Be careful of telling people to just, and putting your truth onto someone else. If you're not listening to them give you their beliefs and opinions, you are the toxic one.
All right, a question here asking, how do you identify in a short space of time if you're looking for someone as a spouse for your child, to identify that this person could be toxic?
Gut reaction. So, and that's always my go-to, is that we have the gut reaction. There are always the people who look great on paper, and there's just something that doesn't feel right. And you can't put your finger on it, and you're not quite sure what it is, it's just off. So it really is important to, first and foremost, always go with your gut. If you have a feeling of unease around that person, even just talking to them, walk away.
You know, Janine, I'm so glad that yourself and I are energy people, so we're able to identify people just by entering a room as to their energy space and what energy they give off. But many don't have this luxury or this superpower to do so. I'm grateful for that. Do you as well?
I'm grateful and I hate it. You know, I think most of us are like that. Sometimes it would be great to turn it off. But I really do believe that all of us, my partner is the extreme opposite on the spectrum of me. Like, I'm pure emotion. He's pure logic and concrete thinking. And it's an interesting maneuver. But I kind of look at him sometimes. I'm like, did you get a feeling about that person? And even he does. As much as he doesn't get the touchy-feely stuff, he gets a sense, and he calls it different things. He puts it into logical terms. He was like, well, you know, his belt was skew, or, you know, he'll find a practical reason. But we all have it. Very often we tell ourselves we shouldn't, that we must be rational and scientific and be on the ground with these things. Learn to feel that gut. So when you're walking around, and it's a good exercise, if you're going to the shops, if you're sitting outside, if you are confined to a home environment, just look at things. Move things around. See how that makes you feel. Does it bug me when the tin above the fridge is on the left hand, not the right side? Is that going to drive me nuts? Why? How do I feel when I feel uneasy? And that often gives you clues that when you do meet people, you're more used to tapping into your gut reaction.
Okay, one of our listeners is saying, how do you deal with toxic people? And I was just going to reply that, have you been listening to the show, dear listener? Because that's exactly what Janine was doing. Maybe explain a bit more in terms of your question. Maybe there's a specific situation that you are in that she can explain further. But other than that, I can make the podcast available after the show so you can have a good listen.
It's always a tricky one, isn't it? It's like, because not all toxic people are the same. So you might find that you are around four toxic people, but they're toxic in their own ways, and how you deal with them is very specific. So, you know, family members do lead a lot. You know, they add a lot to the mix because we can't just walk away. You know, there's some people, I remember working with a man, and I say that dubiously, but who really was one of those toxic people. And I couldn't just not talk to him. I couldn't just stay out of his way. I had to maneuver myself in certain ways that I was more protected against his toxicity. So sometimes it comes down to what can you control.
Can a relationship evolve from being toxic to healthy once it's been identified and the issue's been addressed?
Brilliant question. If it started off life as toxic, so if that was the basis for your reaction, for your relationship, and that sometimes is the case, they always say the movie Speed, don't get involved with a relationship after you've been on a bus that's been hijacked. It's a bad idea because your emotions are negative. So if it was founded on something very negative, it's going to be a lot harder work because you might have less in common than you originally thought. But if your relationship has been going and has become toxic, absolutely there are ways to identify where the toxicity is and work through them and have a very positive relationship afterwards.
All right. You've explained it beautifully. Thank you so much, Janine, for your time on the program, and you've given much pearls of wisdom as you usually do. We hope you have a lekker day and week going forward. We'll chat next week.
Fantastic. Positive one, everyone. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Traumatologist Janine Shamos talking to us about all things toxic and how to clean your contact list, you're sprinkling your contact list in terms of getting rid of those that might be just adding a bit more negativity than you need.